This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Supreme Court has voted 6-3 that the U.S. Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. However, the ruling will not have an immediate effect on Colorado law. That's because abortion access will now be decided at a state level. Colorado Democrats cemented access to abortion in state law during their last session. That means abortions will remain legal unless the law is overturned by future legislators. Supporters of legal abortions say they will ask voters to put the right to an abortion in the state constitution in 2 years. And many abortion rights activists are predicting a rise in out-of-state patients coming to Colorado. In recent years, around 10% of people seeking abortions here were already coming from other states. CPR's Allison Borden reports that number was already on the rise as other nearby states have passed more restrictive abortion laws.
As of last year, 14% of the abortions that were performed in Colorado were on patients from out of state. So that uptick of patients from states around Colorado is already being seen. And what abortion providers are saying is geographically, Colorado will continue to see that uptick. They don't know exactly what that will look like yet, though.
CPR's Allison Borden. 13 states have trigger laws banning abortion that now go into effect. CPR and KRCC are bringing you special coverage of how the Supreme Court decision affects Colorado, as well as other states around the country. We have reporters on the ground all over the state. Follow them on Twitter. Sam Brash is at the Capitol and has spoken to abortion rights activists. Benta Berkland has words from abortion rights opponents on her feed. This is CPR and KRCC.